Hi, this is Sweet Tea, and before we get into the episode today, I wanted to talk about this. You are probably aware, but if not, there are horrible wildfires happening in Los Angeles right now. Many people have lost their homes or have lost loved ones. My heart goes out to my friends and family in LA and everyone who's been affected by the fire. I am leaving some resources in the show description for folks to check out. There are organizations you can donate to that are directly helping people that have been affected by the fires. Okay, I'm gonna get into the episode right now, but thank you so much for listening. Welcome to Casually Crying on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Sweet Tea, and we are starting off 2025 strong with brand new music from Japanese Breakfast. That song you just heard is called Orlando in Love, and I really have a lot to yap about today. Jay Brecky has a new album coming out. That song was the first single. And the title of the album, and okay, wait until you hear this. The title of the album is For Melancholy Brunettes and Sad Women. Hello? What? I am all three of those things. Melancholy, brunette, and sometimes a sad woman. Michelle, how did you know? 2025 is already wild with new releases. Okay, getting back to the song, Orlando, Florida, Orlando Bloom. What the heck is this song talking about? I did some light research, and there's kind of a lot going on in this song, and we've got a lot of references, so lock in with me for a second. The title, Orlando in Love, is referencing Orlando Innamorato, which is an epic poem written by Italian author Matteo Maria Boiardo. I hope my Italian ancestors don't hate my pronunciation too much. And it was written between 1483 and 1495, really throwing it back with that reference. And from my brief reading, the poem's plot is romantic in nature, telling the tale of a strange love triangle between a princess and two knights. And Michelle references this poem in the title of the song, but also in the first verse in her own very clever way. She mentions 69 cantos, but the original poem was made up of 68 and a half cantos. And in the lyric video for this song, you can see Michelle referencing the famous Birth of Venus painting by Botticelli. And so far, I'm getting the sense that this album is going to be huge for Italian history references. The comments under the lyric video on YouTube are also pretty fucking funny. Hi Rachie H says, huge day for Sterling users. The Dig I Know says, we are so Bach. And Bach is spelled B-A-C-H, which brings me to what the band has said about the new album so far. It's going to be a change from the bright extra version of their last album, Jubilee. This new album examines the darker waves that roil within. It is a mature, contemplative work that conjures up the romantic thrill of a gothic novel. Personally, I am on the edge of my seat. I have goosebumps, and we have to wait until March 21st to hear this masterpiece in its entirety, and I really can't wait to hear it. All right, that was enough yapping from me. Here is some more music.
Run my feet on the other way.
Listening to Casually Crying on BFF.FM. I'm your host, Sweet Tea, and you just heard Wild Nothing, Tops, New Order, No Desire, and Beach Fossils. No Desire is a new discovery for me. They're from Austin, Texas, and they describe the music they write as music that calls for reflection, connection, and welcomes the complexity of human emotions. And all those songs you just heard in some way kind of encapsulate how I'm feeling about the new year. Kind of unsure about what to expect from this year, but I hope it goes okay, at least. I feel like I have a lot of questions and not a lot of answers, so I'm heading into 2025 curiously and also cautiously, I suppose. And if you're feeling weird about the new year, I'm right there with you. I don't know, I guess we can just hang out via the airwaves and feel weird together for a little bit. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Casually Crying on BFF.FM.
Bad day. podcast guest, station engineer, and you're listening to BFF.FM. Oh, the cable's fucked up.
This is Casually Crying on BFF.FM. I'm your host, Sweet Tea. You just heard Princess 520, P. Noid, Riley, and Magic User. Other than P. Noid, who is based in, which is short for Penelope Noid, by the way, they're based in Brooklyn. Other than that, those were all local Bay Area artists. Princess 520 was recommended to me as someone's favorite artist of 2024, and they're amazing. Thanks for sending them in as a recommendation. And those jams by Riley and Magic User were released by local label Dandy Boy Records, based out of Oakland. Keep an eye, or I guess I should say keep an ear out on those Dandy Boy releases. They're always really rad. And switching back to BFF mode, new year, new bills. We gotta pay our rent, so slide into the new year by helping BFF get our rent paid during our 2025 rent party. You can donate by going to bff.fm/rentparty and help us get that rent paid. Thank you so much for supporting community radio in San Francisco.
side. I love you tied up on the train tracks. I love you clear as day and in the dark. I love you sleeping on my dead love.
You're listening to BFF.FM, and this is Casually Crying. I'm Sweet Tea. You just heard Beach House, Spelling, Julian Baker with Torres, Slow Pulp, and Beach Fossils. Spelling is one of my all-time favorite Bay Area artists, and that was a brand new release called Portrait of My Heart, which is the same name of Spelling's upcoming fourth album that is going to be out this year in March. There are some really cool collaborations on the album. Turnstile guitarist Pat McRory plays on the track Alibi. Chaz Bear of Tora y Moi sings on the track Mount Analog. This is another album that I am just so excited to hear this year. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Casually Crying. This has been Casually Crying on BFF.FM. Right now you're hearing Cryo Geyser with Star Girl, and that is going to be the end of the first episode of 2025. I hope you enjoyed it and that you stay safe out there, and I will catch you next week. Bye.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening. I hope I haven't kept you very long. I hope I can be as good of a friend. I hope I can be as good of a friend like you've been to me. You're a good friend. You're a good friend.
thanks for listening.